WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's not easy for novelists to capture everyday speech patterns and write believable dialogue for their characters, but language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says every once in a while, an author gets it just right.
Don DeLillo's new novel, Libra, has to be one of the most ambitious literary undertakings of recent years. It's a speculative reconstruction of the events leading up to President Kennedy's assassination, which tries to bring to life all those shadowy fanatics, spooks, and sociopaths that haunt the pages of the Warren Report. One of the most powerful tools that DeLillo has going for him is his uncanny ear for the rhythms and grammar of actual speech. For example, here's how DeLillo has Jack Ruby describe his childhood. "You should know my early life, Brenda, which I'm still obsessed. My mother, this is the God's honest truth, I swear to God, she spent 30 years of her life claiming there was a fishbone stuck in her throat. Doctors, clinics, they searched for years with instruments. Finally, she had an operation. There was nothing caught in her throat, absolutely, guaranteed. And that's the least of it. I'm just showing you some idea." There are not many other writers who could bring off this effect, assembling characters out of pure syntax. Some others who come to mind are Elmer Leonard, William Kennedy, and especially George V. Higgins, whose use of dialogue can be almost operatic. It's a tricky business, managing to give the impression of actual talk without actually getting bogged down in the false starts, the hesitations, and the incoherencies that real speech is full of, but which look bizarre on the printed page. Still, it's curious that this should be so hard to do well. After all, language is coming in from all sides all the time, so that doing dialogue shouldn't involve a major research project like, say, describing the burning of Atlanta. Yet dialogue is just where most naturalistic novelists come a cropper. They get the clothing and the smells and the ambience right, but the speech comes out flattened, generic, with none of the quirks and idiosyncrasies that conjure up an individual voice. This is where DeLillo excels. For example, here's an FBI man in Libra talking to Lee Harvey Oswald after his return from Russia. "What we are mainly concerned, if there are suspicious circumstances, to inform us immediately of any contact." Or listen to Oswald's cellmate in a Marine Corps brig. "In my own mind, this is nothing to excite themselves. I don't feel there's any guilt to be handed out whereby I'm punished." This is nothing to excite themselves. It's the kind of phrase we might hear anywhere, but that most of us would never be able to recollect, much less make up out of whole cloth. Linguists know all about this effect. People process language without really perceiving it, even when it comes out of their own mouths. You tape somebody talking in a conversation, and he says something like, "Will Clark's not the kind of hitter that, you know, like he can pull the fastball." But when you show him the transcript, he simply refuses to believe that he ever said any such thing. And when you finally play the tape for him, he's genuinely startled and abashed, like someone who's just learned that he talks in his sleep. It's as if there were a discreet stenographer editing the records of memory, with strict instructions to ignore any ungrammatical remarks. It takes a preternatural attentiveness to language to overcome this editor. I don't know what technique writers like DeLillo or Higgins use, but Charles Dickens used to speak his dialogue aloud while looking into a mirror so that he could see the words issuing from another mouth. It's a nice example of how much artifice it takes to get nature right.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.